the VRMA Arrival Podcast. I'm Alexa Schlosser, editor of VRMA's publications, and here with me today is Dale Smith, CEO of SDDE Smith Group. I hope you enjoy our conversation. So, Dale, can you first start by just introducing yourself to listeners and telling us a little bit about your work and experience in the industry?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name's Dale Smith. I'm the CEO of the SDD Smith Group. Within the SDD Smith Group, we have our Host and Stay brand, where we manage just under 1,000 short-term rentals. We are based in the north of England, so in the UK, and around 75% of those 1,000 units are in the north. But we do manage units all the way across the United Kingdom.
Awesome. And tell me, I guess, a little bit about SDD Smith Group. Were you involved in starting that, or how did you become involved with the company?
Yep. So we're a family business, family owned and operated business. Our background actually is in residential property and a little bit of commercial property. And it was actually in 2017, we bought our first vacation rental just to really see what the difference would be versus standard residential lettings. And that's what really got us hooked on the vacation rental industry. Mm-hmm. So we off the back of that, we launched our Host and Stay brand in December 2018. At that point in time, we owned and or managed 9 properties, and that Host and Stay brand has now grown from the 9 to obviously in excess of 900 across the last 4.5 years.
That's awesome. So yeah, I understand you have a unique way of maximizing ROI from the properties you manage. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've evolved into, so essentially where the SDD Smith Group has evolved from, Host and Stay was our first brand within that group. So what we found was that as we brought properties on from a management point of view, the owners were always looking to find ways to maximize their income and the revenue. So, you know, improve that return on investment. Mm-hmm. So when we would forecast for a property of what revenue we think we could generate, we'd find ourselves consulting and advising those owners on, you know, interior design, what's the best layout, how do we make the property attractive, what's the best way of photographing the property, and then how do we take that to market. So the evolution of the SDD Smith Group has been building out those ancillary services that actually support each individual vacation rental and vacation rental owner. So now what we do is when a new property is coming on board, that will always go through an interior design consultation to really look at that property and say, right, how can we maximize the layout? Is it probably going to be presented in the best way in its current form, or do we need to change that? And if we change that, what's the impact of that going to be? Because actually, a 5,000 or 10,000 pound investment today from an interior design point of view might actually generate an additional 10,000 pounds per year for the next 5 years. Sure. So if that owner can invest 10,000 pounds to gain 50 over 5 years, then that's going to be a really valid investment for them. So, yeah. Those services now, so across the group as a whole, we do everything from legal services to interior design to refurbishment, then to ongoing management. And all of that is essentially encapsulating that end-to-end journey for the client, but it's all about maximizing their return on investment on that vacation rental asset.
Yeah, I imagine that involves a lot of research and understanding the location and type of client that would be going to that vacation rental. So know exactly how you would want to design it and the ways in which you would maximize that ROI. How much is that data driven and how much is it like instinct driven, or how do you know, I guess, what to do?
So a lot of it in the early days was instinct driven, definitely. And also where we operate in the UK market, a lot of the industry is, had become quite stale, I would have said. So, holiday letting, vacation rentals in the United Kingdom have been around for quite a while. And I feel like the industry going back 5 years ago had not evolved as much as, certainly not as much as what we've now seen the whole vacation rental and short-term rental industry evolve over the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. So we were really looking at a market area and saying, right, well, if you were to grade the stock out of 10, most of it was probably like a 5 or 6 out of 10. In terms of desire and design and how attractive it's going to be to that end guest. So we were really looking and going, right, well, if we said we want to operate in the top, or, you know, top 25% of that market, how do we make sure those properties that are currently a 5 or a 6 out of 10, that instinctively we can get them to a, you know, a 7, 8, 9, 10 out of 10 ultimately. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that was down to, you know, I suppose gut feel. Now, however, because we're much bigger and we've got much more data, you know, there'll be element of kind of gut feel from our designers going into that based on, you know, their professional opinion, I suppose, but also a lot of data around it. So we now will collect data on, you know, what amenities perform best and making sure those are in the property. If it's, you know, if it is within a certain proximity to the beach, then how does that get incorporated into the design? So mm-hmm. whereas what was a lot more gut feel 3 to 5 years ago is now a better balance of kind of instinct and data driven as well at the same time.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you mentioned the beach, and I guess I'd love to know more about where all your properties are located, but what are you seeing as the most profitable locations right now for your short-term rentals?
So we're mainly rural and coastal operators, and mm-hmm. out of our, you know, circa 1,000 units, about 60% of ours will be in close proximity to the beach, mm-hmm. Mainly along the east coast of the UK. And we always see properties that are, you know, within close proximity to the beach outperforming those that are not. Ultimately, you know, if you mm-hmm. had the same property, one right on the beach and the other one maybe, you know, 45 minutes inland, the one on the beach is always going to outperform. We are mainly domestic market, so 90% of our guests are UK, you know, staying in the UK as well. Mm-hmm. And I guess from a UK point of view, but maybe across, you know, the world as a whole anyway, we seem attracted to those coastal destinations. So there's always a premium ADR on those coastal locations.
Sure.
And you know, over the last couple of years post COVID, we saw the coastal properties really come back strong straight away. As soon as people could travel domestically, those properties mm-hmm. performed exceptionally well. We've seen the urban market come back much stronger the last 12 months, but we still do see the coastal properties outperforming the rest of our kind of non-coastal and urban stock.
Gotcha, makes sense. I guess what advice do you have for property managers in this space? Or it seems like, you know, your growth has been pretty outstanding, and you know, your way of maximizing ROI seems to be part of that secret sauce. But I'm curious if you have any other ideas of, you know, how to be successful in this ever-changing market.
Yeah, I think in terms of some of the things we've applied, I think certainly trying to find, you know, what's your lane of operation? So kind of back to my earlier point, for us, it's always been about, you know, we want to be operating in the upper quartile of the market. So a certain level of property, and if that property doesn't currently meet our standard, and therefore probably isn't performing as well as it can be for that owner, then how as a property manager can you help that owner get there? You know, so whether that might be, you know, some basic advice and consultation in terms of bringing the property up to a certain standard, and that might actually not take an awful lot of budget. It might just be a smaller budget used in the right way to attract guests in. Same as that, you know, professional photography, there's so many, certainly individual operators, but property managers out there still, for me, that an investment in making sure that the property is staged properly, photographed properly, is absolutely essential. Because ultimately, that's what, if the guest has never been to the property before, they're buying those first 4 or 5 photographs, and so much focus has to be on those to really maximize the performance of that property. I still feel like too many property managers out there kind of miss that point, or perhaps skimp a little bit on the photography, when I think it's a massive investment to get that right. And then also, I think just around the right level of pricing. So if you've got the product you're going for, so back to, for us, that upper quartile of the market, then actually looking and saying, right, what's everyone else doing from a pricing point of view? And can you set your own price to a certain degree? So when we started to try and change the quality of product in our local market, we kind of priced a little bit higher than, or we were definitely pricing higher than what our competitors were, but we were achieving those rates. Mm-hmm. I sometimes think that we can get a little bit guilty of pricing ours or looking what the competition's doing from a pricing point of view and feeling like we have to match them on price. But sure. If we're confident in our product, in what we deliver from a customer service level for our guests, then should we not be charging more for that product if we're confident in it? So I feel like some property managers actually are very good and delivering a great service and could probably actually charge more for that service if they're confident in what they're delivering as well.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I'm curious what, you know, you're obviously in the UK and, you know, VRMA is based in the US, although we're an international organization, but I'm curious if there are any trends you're seeing in your markets and the industry in the UK, and if there's trends you're seeing elsewhere in other regions that that are interesting to you or that you see burgeoning.
Yeah, I mean, trend-wise at the moment, I think I've traveled a lot the last month at different conferences across Europe, and you know, a lot of operators and companies from the US attending those as well. I think all of us probably globally are seeing a little bit more owner attrition than what we'd like to. Obviously, we've seen house prices or property prices increase quite drastically over the last couple of years. And I think that is certainly pretty much a global trend rather than regional. And I think we're seeing some owners want to take advantage of those higher prices. So certainly, I think we've got a challenge in the industry as a whole of looking and saying, right, well, how do we slow that attrition rate down? Some of it's natural because owners are wanting to say cash in on higher prices, but actually looking and saying, right, well, how do we make sure we're delivering, you know, the best possible service? How do we help those owners maximize that return on investment? So I think that's a challenge we've probably all got. And I think the other consistent trend again is just more regulation coming into our marketplace. Again, US, you guys are already probably a little bit further down the track than what we are in the UK, certainly at the moment from a regulation point of view. And I know that will change kind of by state and county as well. But certainly, I think we feel like the short-term rental sector across the globe is under a little bit of pressure and scrutiny from and kind of being held responsible for some of those higher prices, which I don't think quite is quite true. And I think we've all got a job to do in the industry globally of shouting more about, you know, what we're doing, the positive impact of what we're doing, how we're driving revenue, you know, for local independent businesses. That's something we're really passionate about, is we're driving a lot of tourism to local areas that are reliant on that tourism to create jobs, to drive revenue for independent, you know, restaurants, cafes, retailers, etc. And as an industry, we do an exceptional job at that. And I think we need to shout more about it, and in terms of what good job we're doing in that regard as well, because I think we're taking a lot of flack for some things that aren't necessarily to do with us at the moment as well. And I think probably, you know, some of the bigger platforms out there as well could probably do a better job on helping us with some of that too, I think. So I think those two are kind of two interesting trends. Mm-hmm. And I think ultimately if we look across the industry again, you know, technology is playing a big part in what we're doing. If we look at what's happened over the last 3 or 5 years in the short-term rental sector, we've seen a you know, real escalation in terms of more PMS is coming to market, more technology solutions for delivering better customer experience, better, you know, in property experiences, monitoring, etc. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see how that landscape develops over the next 12, 24, 36 months. And if we start to see a bit of consolidation in that marketplace, because, you know, technology in the short term rental industry has escalated massively over the last few years, which is very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a good segue to, you know, not necessarily property, you know, management software or anything, but, you know, AI tools. I've been asking a lot of people on the podcast and through our blogs, just, you know, how they're using tools such as ChatGPT or any other AI, generative AI type tools. I think the vacation rental industry is one of those that's like, because it's so new, it's also innovative and it's looking to try new things and implement new tools. So I was curious if if you have experimented with these at all and thought about how you might be able to use them for your company.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've used AI for a while from a property description and content writing point of view. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, talking to a few property managers, that seems to be the case that a lot have been playing around or using that for probably some time, actually. One that we're just testing at the moment is, you know, AI generator response to relatively basic guest questions. So anything mm-hmm. where our team is having to, you know, constantly reiterate similar information or simply extract information from our PMS and then convey that to a guest. We're trying to use AI for that so that we can make that more efficient and actually better utilize our physical resource on things that can add more customer value than what things like that can.
Yeah.
And then we're also in the process of testing it with new owners coming on board. So when we prepare financial forecasts for a property, we send those out via email to prospective new owners, and we try and explain those over email and phone call. They're actually going to be AI video generated going forward, so we can actually better control what that experience is and better explain it to an owner, mm-hmm. so they can actually go back and replay that. And, you know, and kind of review that again. So it's not at the moment, it's very static. And I think a lot of the information, because there's so much of it there, can actually get lost. And we probably don't deliver the experience we can because we can't be face to face with that owner all the time, every single time they've got a question. But with an AI generated video, we can essentially achieve that. And the same thing on our owner invoices. So when we send out our invoices and our booking statements to owners at the end of every month, again, we get a lot of questions in on the back of that. That then take some explanation. Again, what we're trialing at the moment is when those are generated, our system again generates an AI video which actually talks the owner through that statement, through that invoice, how the costs have occurred, how they've broken down. So essentially, they're getting a really personalized video message.
Yeah.
Talking them through that. So, you know, it's really interesting. I think there's so many thoughts and ideas we've got on how we can utilize it. It's mm-hmm. trying to find which is going to be the most beneficial first, and ultimately sure. which ones are either going to make our business more efficient or what mm-hmm. which ones are going to deliver a better customer experience, primarily for our owners first and foremost.
Yeah, I think we're in this fun stage where it's like a lot of testing, like you said, like just there's 1,000 tools out there suddenly, and some of them work well and some of them have really specific, you know, applications, and some, you know, are clunky, right?
Yeah,
that's really cool. I love the idea of the AI video. That's really interesting.
Yeah, no, it's a cool one. And it's back to, I think that's one of the things, certainly as we scale and we're dealing with more and more volume, it's where you start to lose a little bit of that personal touch and that personal mm-hmm. interaction. So it's how we can, you know, how we can utilize the AI video to do that, and also make sure it still feels real and personal mm-hmm. enough. That's what we don't want to do is lose that ultimately. It's got to really feel that way. And there's some of the AI stuff I've seen that feels quite impersonal, and we need to make sure that isn't the case.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. My last question is really, I mean, we touched on this a little bit, just in terms of the sort of global housing crisis and shortage and interest rates rising truly all over the world. And obviously during the pandemic, there was quite a boom for the short-term rental industry, certainly in the US, but I think globally as well. And then a lot of people have kind of, you know, thought maybe that might be a bust starting this year. I don't know that we've seen that come to fruition. I think the industry still seems pretty strong, but, you know, with these rising inflation costs and just overall, you know, the global economy, I'm curious what you think about the health of the industry and its potential growth.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I think it's interesting if we pick, a certain region. So we've got, say where we operate in the northeast of England, we have quite a few coastal markets, and some of those, I would have said, we've seen oversaturate over the last 2 years in terms of supply. And what we're seeing this year is kind of self-regulation from a supply and demand point of view. Mm-hmm. And I think we're probably going to see that again at regional level in a lot of different countries, which ultimately, you know, build up to a kind of a world market, if you like, self-regulation. So where a lot of people have complained that too many short-term rentals have come in, pushing up prices, housing crisis, etc. Mm-hmm. I think over the next 12 or 18 months, we're going to see that supply and demand balance back out. We saw a lot of people come into short-term rentals thinking it was easy probably to come in and make money. Mm-hmm. They've kind of maybe had a little bit of a golden era for 6 months post-COVID, realized actually it's not quite as easy as what they thought it was. And we'll see those operators, you know, drop out of the market. Mm-hmm. I think with rising interest rates, again, for people who've perhaps bought in the last couple of years, are paying higher interest rates, not making the money that they thought they were going to. I think we'll see kind of a self-leveling that will actually be really positive for the industry. Yes, it will mean that we might see supply drop back, but I think that's also positive in terms of getting ADRs to the right levels, because we've seen ADRs rise, but we've only seen them rise in line with what we've seen price pressure in terms of rising utility costs, rising interest rate mm-hmm. costs. And actually, I think we find ourselves in a more competitive market from an ADR point of view to try and keep driving the occupancy. We've mm-hmm. certainly seen that in the UK. It's much tougher to drive occupancy right now than what it was pre-COVID. So I think that kind of self-regulation will actually be a good thing from the industry, although it might not feel like it today or yeah. in the next 6 months. I think in 12, 24 months time, we'll come out of that and go, okay, right, you know, that was actually a good thing for us. The better operators are still going to be operating, the better quality properties are still going to be operating. So from both an owner and from a guest point of view, I think it will be a positive. Mm-hmm. And I think if we look at it, I think one of our biggest challenges and where we've probably all got to get better is actually from a workforce point of view. So we touched mm-hmm. on earlier, technology is having a really big impact on the industry to helping us scale, giving us better tools to make businesses more efficient, deliver better customer experience. But one of the key things for us is as the industry continues to grow, is it comes down to, can we service those properties? So when the guest checks out and the next guest is coming in, have we got the resource there to make sure those properties are cleaned and maintained? And I think mm-hmm. that is probably our biggest challenge, is making sure we can continue to actually recruit in the workforce and train up the workforce to deliver that. That's kind of one of the biggest challenges for us as a business of continuing to scale yeah. and grow, is how we keep up with that. And I think that's one of the things that as an industry we don't really talk about an awful lot. And actually mm-hmm. if we de-glorified what we do as short-term rental operators and managers, you know, a lot of us are cleaning companies at the end of the yeah. day when it comes down to it, and that cleaning and maintenance companies. And I think we miss out on a little bit of that, and I think we probably again need to do more as an industry to make sure we're building around that ultimately, and making sure that we can actually deliver on that, because with all the best will in the world, with all the technology in the world, we need on the ground people that know what they're doing to make sure those properties are well maintained, look right, and are clean for the next people coming in, because that's one of the key sides to it from a hospitality point of view. It's not mm-hmm. quite as glamorous, but it's the reality of what we're doing on a daily basis ultimately.
Yeah, is the UK experiencing a similar worker shortage, especially at that sort of operational level that the US is?
It is, yeah. It is. So we've certainly seen it post COVID, where us from a business point of view, from a personal point of view, we've not had an awful lot of kind of non-domestic workforce mm-hmm. with us being coastal and rural. We probably see a little bit more of that in the urban markets. Mm-hmm. So we haven't been, you know, obviously from the UK point of view, Brexit's been another factor into that as well as COVID. Mm-hmm. And we haven't been as impacted in that in some of the areas, but it's a constant, you know, it's a constant yeah. daily battle for us is actually continuing to find, you know, train that workforce in line with our growth.
Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately your point is well taken of, you know, if you're doing the right things and you're building businesses that are sustainable, that, you know, it's going to even out in terms of the winners and losers. Right. So yes, the industry is healthy and growing, but, you know, there's going to be some tumultuous times for the people who maybe came into the industry, not with a long view, as it seems that you do. Just wrapping up, and wanted to see if there was anything else you wanted to share with the audience before we say goodbye.
No, I think that's been good. Really enjoyed chatting to you. And I think we covered some nice topics there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I really appreciate you taking the time, and definitely catch up soon and see how things are going.
Yeah, cool. Great. Sounds good to me.
Thanks again. I'll talk to you later.
Perfect. Thanks, Alexa. Speak to you soon.